While many blame the encroaching tyranny on incompetence, evidence suggests it's not incompetence at all. It was planned this way for a long time. The Great Awakening is intended to be a lighthouse to guide us out of the storm and into a brighter future. This analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola has been fact-checked. You. Story at a Glance. Mickey Willis documentary, Plandemic, was released May 4, 2020, and has since been viewed over 1 billion times, despite being universally censored. Plandemic Part 2, Indoctrination, has been viewed more than 200 million times. While many blame the encroaching tyranny on incompetence, the evidence suggests it's not incompetence at all. It was planned this way. Ultimately, the plan is to create a state of dependency, through which the technocratic elite can then control the human population. Plandemic Part 3 Inches will delve into this plan to show the history behind it and how it has led us to where we are right now. It will also review how we can rebuild society after it falls apart. More than a billion people have seen Plandemic. Mickey Willis documentary, Plandemic Part 1, was released May 4, 2020, and has since been viewed over 1 billion times, a record, for sure, for any documentary. This, despite it being heavily censored. Plandemic Part 2, Indoctrination, has been viewed more than 200 million times. One of the keys to the video's remarkable successes was Willis' decision to allow, and encourage, people to download the movie files and upload them anywhere they pleased, without restrictions. This virtually guaranteed he wouldn't make any money from the films, but he viewed them as a gift to humanity. Putting the truth out there was more important than making a buck. Besides, hosting the films on any given platform would allow the opposition to simply nuke that one site, ensuring the films wouldn't be seen by anyone. Plandemic 3 Feet will expose power players and their intentions. Plandemic. Indoctrination, features the brilliant David Martin, PhD, who has documented and tracked white-collar crime for decades and invented technologies that help trace the flow of funding. Willis explains, "We decided in Plandemic 2 Feet to really follow the paper trail. And I'm very glad we made that decision because it has been bulletproof. Every single claim that David Martin made in the film has been 100% validated at this point. He's the one that actually helped educate, sends, Rand Paul and Ron Johnson when they started to go after Dr. Anthony Fauci to finally hold him accountable for his decades of crimes. Martin had the paper trail of how much money had been spent, that had been moved through a company called Eco Health Alliance, and where it ended up in Wuhan at the lab. But as important as it is to know where the virus originated, it goes so far beyond that in the next film. We are, I will announce right now, producing Plandemic 3. And that one's going to go even further into who's behind this virus, and why. Is this really about money? The answer is, for the most part, no. The people at the top of the pyramid, they can just print their own money. It's really about ultimately creating a state of dependency, through which you can then control the human population. We're going to go deeper and really show the trail on how that works, the history of that, and how it's led us to this moment right now. Psychological diversion has literally brainwashed a great deal of our population into fighting for these very wicked forces, unknowingly, unwittingly. After the release of Plandemic 1, Willis offered $10,000 to anyone who could debunk any claim made in the film. People tried, he says, but they would give us these phony fact-checker reports and we would debunk them. And so, they just went away after about 6 months of me offering that challenge. I really wanted to show people that there's a whole other world behind the smokescreen of propaganda that is used to get people to ignore important information. So, with Plandemic 3, we're going to go further. Once again, in real time, we're going to say, here's what we said, here's what they said about us, now here's what they're finally saying 1 year later. Download this article before it disappears. Download PDF. It's not incompetence. It's a plan. While many blame the encroaching tyranny on incompetence, the evidence suggests it's not incompetence at all. It was planned this way. Willis says, I always want to believe the best in people. So, it took me a long time before I would be willing to say anything out loud about Bill Gates or Anthony Fauci, because I thought, if I'm wrong, and these men are really trying to help the world, then even if they're doing it in a horrible way, I don't think I have the right to actually slander somebody in that way. If they're really trying their hardest, I hope somebody educates them so they can do a better job. But as I delved into this with a really incredible team of researchers, and started to learn the history of Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, and many others, I realized that there has to be, at this point, a real knowing of what they're doing and a plan behind what they're doing. As soon as I started looking there, that's when I saw that every bit of evidence pointed in one direction, and that is, they're fully aware of what they're doing. And that's the sad part of this. COVID's plan was to kill all the mom and pop shops, all the personal businesses, so that we're all dependent upon these multinational corporations that are under the control of the same people that are behind all of this. They can then make sure that all of our supplies, everything we need to get by in our lives, are controlled by people that are controlled by them so that they can then control our lives. That's really what this game is about. Willis does believe, however, that a great awakening is underway, and that at least half the population, or maybe more, are starting to wake up to the fact that we're being manipulated by forces that do not have our best interest at heart. As for how this drama will play out, Willis points to the history of human mythology. We're in a mythological battle. In virtually all myths, there's a reluctant hero who, faced with a life or death challenge, goes in search of a savior, only to in the end realize that he is the one. That the force to overcome the challenge is within himself, and that he must rise up and face the challenge himself. We're at that point right now. Willis says, my prediction is that we haven't quite reached the fiery crescendo yet that all movies feature, to some degree, in their third act. So, my prediction is it will get worse before it gets better. We're going to have a succession of attacks, from cyber attacks, to food chain attacks, to attacks on our power, grid, and perhaps even some form of war that we'll be engaged in. But the end of that story is that we win. I have no doubt about that. And everyone I know that really studies this deeply has the same conclusion. In the end, this is the human story. We are the David against the Goliath. The Goliath is incredibly powerful, but will be defeated. But it requires us to do the one thing that we're all afraid to do right now, and that is to stand up and speak out. We have to be willing to be uncomfortable, we have to be willing to let our friends go. If we lose friends over us simply speaking our truth, whether it's 100% accurate or not, then they're not our friends in the first place. So, we have to get over that. Rise up, speak out and deal with the attacks that come. How do we rebuild? Plandemic 3 Inches will also cover ideas for how to rebuild society. This is something Martin and Willis have started collaborating on. For me, that's the most important thing that we can get into right now. Willis says, we're creating new curriculums for schools, where we want to make sure that parents understand what's being injected into the curriculums of schools around the world. They're now attacking our youngest. For decades, they've gone after people at the collegiate level, but now they're going after K-12. And when you get into the heads of little people and you convince them that all of America is racist, that white people are bad, that everyone is oppressed just by their skin color, that police are bad, ultimately it leaves people in this place of being easily controlled and subverted to what ultimately will look a lot like communism. If you understand the history of the way that other nations have been overcome and infiltrated by communist ideologies, and you then take a look at what's happening here in America, you realize that this is actually what's taking place here. It's almost good that we're going to go through more suffering, because unfortunately, people need to see that. You can't just tell them, it would be bad, let's divert from this. They actually have to experience it. Like right now, people thought Biden was going to come in and save the day, and now they're going, what is going on here? The border is worse, kids are being treated worse, there's sex trafficking with young people, the economy's collapsing. We're on the verge of new wars. They needed to see it, to actually understand that Trump was used as a big boogeyman to get them to look away from what they're doing. That's the game of politics. Look over here, look how bad this guy is. Let's keep him in the press all day long. Look what he said right now. All this trivial stuff. And then over here, we're actually rearranging your lives, stripping away your civil liberties, changing the structures of your curriculums in your schools, and nobody sees it until it's too late. So, for me, one of the first things that we have to do is come to grips with what's really happening. To say the word, communism. To understand that we actually have globalists that are working very hard to create a one-world government. So, we need to identify the people that are behind this, and we need to peacefully use the power of our voice, the power of numbers, to make sure that these people know we're aware of them, and to find a way to get them out of their powers of position. Then we can start talking about new systems. An important part of any new and improved system would be decentralization of power and control. One way to do this could be to form councils where people are represented by an actual peer. The last stand for freedom. Willis, like many others, is convinced America is the last stand for freedom. He even moved to Texas recently in order to become a functioning part of the incredible people who have been raised with the constitutional understandings that I knew nothing about, being a California boy. Interestingly, Willis was a supporter of the progressive left up until just a few years ago, when he started noticing the creeping in of communist ideologies that he knew can never work. I wanted something new, something progressive, not understanding that it's the history of the foundation of what built this country that makes it so amazing. So, I had to go back and re-educate myself on what the forefathers said. And there's some incredible insights, incredibly profound, prophetic words within our Constitution and beyond, that were set up to protect us against moments just like this. They knew this was coming. At a certain point, I was all for gun control. And now here I am in Texas, going to the gun range and appreciating the fact that it was set up to protect the people from a tyrannical government. On God and faith, Willis also admits being raised without religion, and that he lived most of his life with a lot of judgment about people who are religious. That all changed over the past year and a half, when he suddenly started appreciating the importance of having faith in something greater than ourselves. I found a deeper understanding of my own fate and faith, he says, and I have learned that the people that impressed me the most, that are humble, that are not doing this for any kind of profit, but that are simply here to stand for the organism of life, all have some form of a foundation of faith in God in their lives. We all need to realize that when we think we are the dominant force, then we do things like Bill Gates does and like Anthony Fauci does. And at this point, after knowing what I know now, I really deeply consider that there is some entity of darkness, of evil, that's behind this agenda. It's the only thing that explains to me how people could knowingly allow children to be brutalized the way that they're, knowingly, just for political power. I mean, if that's not evil, I don't know what is. It's not too late to stand for freedom. Clearly, this is a battle that will affect everyone on this planet. It's planned this way, that no one will be free from the grips of the Great Awakening's global cabal, who plan to rule us all at their beck and call, who plan our submission by making us totally dependent on them for the roof our heads, the food we eat and even the very air we breathe. If you haven't seen Plandemic 1 and Plandemic 2, Indoctrination, yet, click on the links now and watch the truths, so you can prepare to fight back and stand for freedom before it's too late. Then watch Plandemic 3, The Great Awakening, to see how, together, we can take back our planet and our lives. More information support the creators of this movie official Plandemic 3, The Great Awakening on Rumble Plandemic Series official on Rumble Plandemic Series website.